From frying pan to the fire, from 1 Samuel 21. Early in my ministry, a man spoke to me about the onset of his agoraphobia. He was walking down the town's main street when a sudden fear came over him. He felt unsafe and that he must get home. He gave in to it, and this was the beginning of his fear. We can all suffer attacks of fear, but to constantly be afraid is timidity. David gave in to fear. The fearless became fearful. The situation in David's case was that he had a reputation that the Philistines might not like. King of the land, they called him. He therefore pretended madness. It is sometimes a wonder that people who should be afraid are not, and those who shouldn't be afraid are. On the battlefield, Goliath was not afraid, but Saul was. Saul had a fear of people. In Proverbs it says, the fear of man brings a snare. The Hebrew for snare here means a noose. It was used in Job 40 as a ring in an animal's nose. If you fear people, you can be dragged anywhere. It dragged Pilate down. He let Jesus be crucified for fear of the Jews. Saul had fear of David too. 1 Samuel 18 says, this fear became an obsession. It must have finally taken over Saul's thought life, and total happiness was gone. The thought of David haunted him. It was not only jealousy, but fear that destroyed him. And this was a totally different sort of fear. It was the fear of being outclassed, that someone was greater than him, and that it would be recognized by others. It is often the reason why someone is not promoted. Some leaders in the past would have killed people because of their superior abilities. Ahimelech had a fear of taking sides. Had Ahimelech really no bread to give to David? Was he wanting to stay on the sidelines just to be a spectator like the elders of Bethlehem? Why, oh, why did you tremble, Ahimelech? You were the priest of God. Had you a vision of the slaughter that was to come? Or did you not realize that you had to take sides? In fact, everybody seemed to be trembling in these episodes of David's life. Ahimelech lost his life anyway. We must never be afraid to side with the right side, even if it costs us our life. This was a fear making a moral choice. Decision making can be difficult, but it's necessary. Which side is the right side? The right side to be on is the right side. David had a fear of Achish. Though David said he was meeting others, he wasn't. He was alone, seen by a servant of Saul. His whereabouts was betrayed. Where better to go than to Saul's enemy? Very much alone and afraid, he went to the Philistine city of Gath. David realized he had made a from frying pan into the fire decision. There are times when we fail in our choice of direction, but God will see us through. He will not make us to be total fools. Only we can do that to ourselves. Peter said in his epistle, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. David appears to have been safe while he was with Samuel. The power of God, the Holy Spirit, overcame Saul's soldiers. Could he have stayed there indefinitely as long as he needed? There are times when we must stay rather than move. Many pastors have moved to another church because of problems they were having when they were really safe in the will of God where they were. Today, we are safe in the Lord's hands, and the Lord bless you and be with you. Amen.